it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
You know what? It's okay to adjust a stance whenever reality adjusts. Good morning to you. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Penguins. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or baseball. I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Pirates in the same place that you found this. Among the four games in the Stanley Cup playoffs last night, one of them had the Hurricanes eliminating the Islanders with a 6-3 victory in Game 5 down in Raleigh, North Carolina. And that means that the Penguins remain in line to get a first-round pick. Remember that? Yeah, that. All the Hurricanes have to do, and this was always plausible, is to reach the Stanley Cup Final. If they win the Stanley Cup Final, the Penguins get an additional fifth-round pick. So, as it is, they get a second-rounder. If these other two things happen, they get a first-rounder and an additional fifth-rounder. Is that worth cheering for the Carolina franchise? I couldn't care less about them. It's wonderful that they have Jake Guentzel, and it would be a lot of fun if Jake could get himself another ring. But I could see where people around here could get behind that cause. That would be a pretty pleasant surprise to come out of an otherwise unpleasant trade. And you know what else? It could begin to make the trade look attractive. Yeah, I know. Michael Bunting was terrific when he came over. I have said this repeatedly. Said it at the time, multiple times since then. I never saw this trade as Jake for Bunting. I thought that would be terribly unfair to Bunting. Instead, what ended up happening, and again, this is where you pay attention to what's actually occurring and adjust the stance accordingly. Bunting comes over, and I don't want to get into Patrick Hornqvist comparisons because that's always ridiculous. There's not five guys in terms of net front presences and net front hunger have I seen in my lifetime in the NHL to match that of Hornqvist. But Bunting had a lot of that, and Bunting brought a lot of other stuff as well and looked like a pretty nice piece moving forward for this team. Parenthetically, he looks like someone who could help keep Evgeny Malkin productive into his later 30s. Or help keep, I guess, would be the fairer way to describe that. And I wasn't about to look at the draft pick either because I wasn't going to take anything seriously except the default second rounder. So through my own perspective, what I was looking at was Jake for these prospects that were picked up. And it's obviously going to be a while till we know about any of them, at least as it relates to being NHL capable. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online, your number one source for all your summer sports needs this season, from Major League Baseball, golf, NHL, NBA playoffs. Get the latest odds and lines, including all team matchups, player props, odds on just about everything that's out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. It could change. All of this script could flip, even if Jake is continuing to be the quality performer that everybody knew he'd be for the Hurricanes, and even if Don Waddell and company down there are successful, as they sound like they intend to be, in keeping Jake long term. But this draft pick thing, listen, this is different. This is the kind of stuff that, if we're really being honest with each other, over the course of this franchise's history, there's always been a fair amount of luck involved as it relates to the draft. I should say luck and or other maneuverings if we go back to the Mario Lemieux draft. But when you get to winning the lottery to get Sidney Crosby, when you get to having the most absurd 1-2 maybe in draft history in Alexander Ovechkin and Gino going back to back, and the Penguins have one of those, yeah, there's some good fortune in there. And you know what? They could use some. It's been a while. When was the last time the Penguins had a first-round draft pick where you said, wow, here's someone who's going to make a significant impact when they get here? You can like Braden Jaeger, but you have no idea what he's going to do in Pittsburgh. He has some interesting traits. No one knows what kind of an NHL player he's going to be. For most of the decade before that, they didn't even have a first-round pick. Are you excited about Sam Poulin? Are you? If so, there's not a whole lot of you. This would be nice. This would be nice. A couple of first-rounders, and then couple that with an attitude or approach in selecting those players that might lean toward they can get here sooner rather than later. In other words, you don't get somebody who is, I don't know, 6'2 and 140 pounds, thin as a rail, and you know it's going to take forever, if ever, for them to fill out into NHL frames. If they do, awesome. But if they do before Sid and the gang are out of here, that's awesomer. So yeah, go nuts. Go cheer for Jake. Cheer for the Canes. Whatever it is that they say down there, I can't remember. If it's go Canes go or let's go Canes or whatever, it's a rooting interest. It makes the playoffs a little bit more fun, and it does have a very real reward sitting there at the end if Carolina makes it. When we come back, J1Q. J1Q comes from Rick, who says, DK, would Mike Vellucci be a candidate for Wilkes-Barre Scranton head coach? I'm not sure if being an assistant in the NHL or a head coach in the AHL is a better route to becoming an NHL head coach. I'll answer the last part first, Rick, because it might surprise some people. If you're in the majors, it's always better than being in the minors. Take that from exactly everybody, meaning coaches, players, staff, equipment, across the board. You would rather be in the majors. The easy and lazy way to explain that is you travel a whole lot better. You eat a whole lot better. And you just deal with better overall circumstances and conditions. It's human nature. You want to be in the NHL. As for which one is a better path, I would say that that depends on the internal path that's available, and I'll explain what I mean by that. If you're inside an organization and your team gets off to one of those classic lousy starts that gets an NHL head coach fired, you have a really good chance of being the NHL head coach if you're the minor league team's head coach. The reason for that is you're seen as being kind of distant from whatever slump the main team got into. You're a new voice. You're a fresh start. You're a chance for the team to recalibrate. All that happy stuff that a GM loves to see occur whenever he makes a head coach firing. It's way better, at least in the NHL world, than saying we're going to promote existing assistant coach or existing associate coach or whatever you want to call them. They like to go to the minor league system. But if you're talking about outside moves, if you're talking about being hired by another organization or being hired in the offseason as part of some broader job search. Those job searches tend to focus on people at the NHL level. Now, Vellucci specifically has won a Calder Cup in the AHL. He did that with the Charlotte Checkers. Alex Nedeljkovic, by the way, was his goaltender. And he's never been a head coach in the NHL. So the way you look at that, at least in the most common circumstances, is that he's never been closer. However, a couple of variables here. In Pittsburgh, Todd Reirden has the title of associate head coach, and Vellucci is just assistant coach. So he is arguably a distant three here. Save all the Reirden stuff for right now. I know. Just hear me out. This isn't about him. So if it maybe gets perceived that he's just someone who's stuck in that slot and has never really been able to work his way up in Pittsburgh or anywhere else, maybe going to Wilkes-Barre and reminding everybody of why he was seen as kind of a hot guy around the time that the Checkers won that Calder Cup would be something that's healthy to his career. That said, and I'm going to stress this part, I have heard nothing to that effect. Absolutely nothing. Other thing I've heard absolutely nothing about? Any of these guys. And the longer that that remains the case, the longer that there's not going to be any announcement because there's not going to be any change. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Penguins. We're going to do another one of these tomorrow.